this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back in to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, Mike Brohard from CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, I know we're going to get into the logistics of the game last night. Either way you want to slice it, that rivalry, if it wasn't alive and well beforehand, it is rocking and rolling now. That was a crazy atmosphere just watching it on the tube. But you were tweeting it. You were getting booed. I love it. It's a fun rivalry. It's great when both of these teams are rocking and rolling like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you kind of hope in a rivalry game. And the way it kind of works out was, you know, generally one team's pretty good or kind of good, and the other team's really, really good. It never matches up, hardly ever, that they're both really good at the same time. And that's what we ran into with the Border War last night, is two teams that were really, really good and ready to go at it. And it really brought some juice to that rivalry. I mean, it was interesting. I mean, I was down there. I ran into Craig Bull, the Wyoming football coach, and we were talking about it. It's like, even in football, it's been a while since both of the teams were really good when they stepped on the field. And it was the same way with basketball team. And it really lived up to everything you kind of hoped for last night. Except if you're a CSU fan, you didn't come away with the win.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We have some Wyoming Cowboys fans that listen to the show, and they're even saying, hey, I think that they split. I think that these two teams are going to split. It is so much fun. I want to go down to Moby and watch this time around. So, and I'm sure you're getting the trash talk and everything that we were seeing leading up, but there did seem to be kind of like this healthy respect for one another, at least when you're talking to some of the fans. I don't know if I can speak for the majority, but some of them still saying, man, that is a lot of fun when both teams are fantastic like that.
You know, the funny thing is you see some of the nastiness on social media, right? But, I mean, we're standing in the hallway waiting to talk to Nico last night, and everybody from Wyoming that walked up, looked at Joe Parker, looked at me, looked at whoever was there, Chris Ferris, and just said, hey, you guys are really good, really good game. Can't wait to see you in a couple weeks. Good luck to you the rest of the way through. There is a healthy amount of respect, especially between those two programs, the coaching staffs, the players. I mean, they put everything they had into the game last night, and you could tell it was just a fun game to watch. 16 lead changes, 10 times.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right? I mean, like you said, if you're a Rams fan, you're not thrilled about it, but it was so entertaining going into overtime like that. You had the Stars doing their thing, but they also foul out like back-to-back. That was absolutely crazy. Mike, I want to talk about that play first. A lot of fans upset with that, obviously, because you get Graham going out, and then you get David going out, almost back-to-back. I actually saw some tweets that happened right before Roddy gets fouled out that said, watch, the refs are going to do a makeup call here next on Roddy. Sure enough, he's out of the game shortly after that. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, there are calls that neither side are really happy with, and I think there's some argument of whether or not, like, the last foul that Roddy picked up was Maldonado's foot in the crescent. And if that's the case, that's a block, not a charge. It's Maldonado leading the game, not Roddy. So, yeah, there's a bunch of that stuff that's going on, and you're going to question officials, especially when you look at it down the stretch. It was the Stars that were in foul trouble, and that's not what you want to see, and it just turned out that way. I mean, yeah, successive plays, you know, you lose two big men from the game, and that kind of helps alter what happens.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. There were so many weird exchanges in this game, too, where I thought, man, it feels like the Rams are the Cowboys are going to start pulling away. Late in that game, with like 2 minutes left, I think, Mike, Wyoming goes up 68-62, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, this is probably it. Then the Rams come back with seven in a row of their own. They go back up 69-68. With like a minute left. So there was just so many, as you said, 16 lead changes. It really, if you're a basketball fan, last night's game was an absolute treat.
Yeah, it was fun because neither team let the other one ever, you know, there were spurts. There's always that in a basketball game, but they were never really huge spurts. And not one side let the other side get too far out of reach. I mean, if you're talking about a two-possession game the majority of the night, either way you look at it, and it was high tempo. You can see what, you know, both teams were trying to do. I mean, honestly, you know, Wyoming's Maldonado, every time he got the ball, and if they got the switch, because, you know, CSU goes man, and they'll run a switch, if he got a Moore on him or if he got Stevens on him, he was backing him down in the paint because it's 6'7", and the arm span that he's got, he's getting shots up and over him, and that's a 35-point game for him right there.
And again, both teams, you walk away, a lot of respect, fantastic basketball game. I think this loss would have been a little bit easier to take, Mike, if they didn't start things off the way they did last week. I think of Friday, losing to UNLV. UNLV looked, I mean, really good in that game, having some career performances there. So I think that's the one that really you're struggling with. When you look at this team right now, Mike, and you're getting a lot of fans, listeners, whatever, saying, man, it sure feels like the Rams need to win damn near all of them and then run the table in the tournament, in the Mountain West tournament. What do you think? What did last night's loss, the UNLV loss, what did that do overall to their March Madness hopes?
Well, if you want to look at those two losses and what it did to their March Madness hopes, absolutely nothing right now because everybody still got them in the bracket. Okay, and the thing is about basketball, they've hit a bump. You lost to a UNLV team where Bryce Hamilton went off for 45 and had a career night. And then a few nights later, you get Maldonado comes in and has 35. So you look at that, it's two games in a row where somebody on the other team has just really gone off on them. And that's something that they're obviously going to look at, is how can one player on the other team kind of make such a major impact? Two, then you look at the other side, and Friday night you bring in San Diego State, who beat you bad at home at Viejas, and you don't want to have a three-game slide. Now, truth be told, even if they do, the tournament's what matters. The tournament's where you get the guaranteed seed. You can run the table in the regular season, go undefeated, be the number one seed, and, yeah, that's probably going to get you as close to a guarantee in the NCAA tournament, but the only real guarantee is winning the tournament. And as long as you feel that you've got the horses to win the tournament, then you've got your ticket in March.
I mean, again, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You want to be playing your best basketball late, going into that tournament, going into that tournament being at your absolute best, and that's ultimately what it is all about. And again, some big tests still to come for CSU to continue building upon that resume, even outside of the tournament. As you said, San Diego State, huge game coming up. You still got the Boise States in the mix there. You got Fresno State in the mix, and then, of course, that second game against Wyoming. So still a lot of big opportunities for the Rams to add to that resume.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at last night's loss alone, it's a quad one loss. Okay? So where's the real damage in that? Well, you took the loss and you wanted to win it, but and part of this thing is the way that it was lost. I mean, you had a chance to win it in regulation, really those two possessions, and you look at it and how often has Isaiah Stevens bailed you out? Well, okay, so he made a mistake and made no excuses to us last night. He lost control of the shot clock, or he lost look at it, and it was still waiting for something to happen. Okay, well, how many times has he bailed you out? Even your stars are not perfect. They're going to miss shots. They're going to have something happen in the course of a 40-minute basketball, in the course of 30 games over a season. Unfortunately, it happened last night to Stevens, and then, you know, if you were standing in that arena, if you were in that arena when Roddy was shooting free throws, and when I was in college, I actually worked at Old Stapleton Airport, throwing bags on planes, and we would back them out on the tarmac. That's how loud that place was.
Wow.
Like you were standing next to a fully revved jet engine, getting ready to go out on the runway. That place was rocking, and that's a tough situation to hit free throws. You know, he made the first one to tie it, missed the second one. Okay. So there's two mistakes that you look back on, but there are plenty of other plays. If you go back and you look on in the game, they're not there if you do that. You know, you saw a couple layups that they made tougher than they should have been or missed them short or you missed a bunny. If you go ahead and you throw two or three of those shots in, which on most normal nights happen, you're not in that situation. So did the Rams play bad? No. Did they play with high energy and actually with great effort? Yeah, they did. Did they make a couple mistakes? Yeah, that's going to happen during the season.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's such a long season. You're going to see great teams stumble more than once, typically. I mean, and maybe they can survive and find ways to win ugly games, but this is kind of part of it. And I was talking about this earlier, Mike. This is also a sign of how good the Rams have become. is because now we do overanalyze every single loss because there's not many of them. We're going to look at these three losses for CSU, and you know, again, three losses at this stage in the season is really phenomenal. But that's where they are now. They're so good of a basketball team that we are analyzing the heck out of these games. Looking forward to the Friday night game against San Diego State. Last time these two faced off, I believe CSU's coming out of their pause with COVID, with the COVID stuff. That was just a rough game. I mean, Stevens and Roddy kind of did their thing. The depth really wasn't there for the Rams. They scored 49 points in this one. Surely nothing like that's going to happen Friday night.
I mean, they shot horrible. They hadn't gotten their legs back yet from COVID. Bradley scores 26. You know, it was the perfect storm against Colorado State really going into that. And Viejas is another tough place to play. So if you look at it, yeah, that's a long time ago. Both teams have changed. You've got them at home. It's an orange out. Last time you were at home, you played in front of a sold-out crowd. You'd like to see that energy come back. The one thing that I did take away was I thought the Rams looked better in the first 10 minutes of that game than they have, at least scoring-wise, in Mountain West play. Because, like we highlighted, they're generally not getting off to good starts. Now, they started off 0-for-5 last night, which still isn't good. You'd like to see them get an early rhythm going. But at least by that 10-minute mark, I think they had 15 points on the board. It was better than what they had been doing probably the last run of six.
Talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Mike, when you look at the rest of the Mountain West Conference, obviously Boise State, they've been on a flat-out roll. I mean, their last three wins, beating San Diego State on the road, beating Wyoming barely, beating Fresno State in a close game on the road. Now they're at Wyoming coming up in a couple of days. This Broncos team is pretty darn good. Do you see how good do you think this Broncos team is, Mike? Do you see them taking care of Wyoming coming up? As we talked about, that's a tough place to play. The Broncos would love to put some distance between themselves and the Cowboys, though, starting up in a couple of days.
Yeah, that could really be a separation game for Boise State. I think they're a very good team, and they've gone through some changes. They're obviously on a roll. They're playing really well since then. And I think it just speaks to kind of the depth at the top of the conference. You know, you've got your CSU, you've got Wyoming, you've got Boise State. You're still not going to discount San Diego State. And then you've got some teams like Fresno and UNLV that can just knock off a team on any given night. I think New Mexico's got some capabilities of making things interesting night in, night out for people. And you've seen it with Air Force, with the style of basketball they play. I mean, Wyoming needed a layup late to beat them. CSU had a tough time the first time that they played Air Force. They're that type of team. But I just think it makes for a very interesting conference end in the regular season. But I think it also will highlight just what those games can be like, even those early round games in the Mountain West Tournament, especially the quarterfinals and semifinals. I mean, those should be some really good games. Because by that point, as well as everybody knows each other now, they're going to know each other even better come that tournament March.
Yeah, I really love the Mountain West, love covering it, love following it this year especially. There's a lot of great teams, even teams that maybe didn't start out in the favorite top four, top three stint, seeing them all the way down, you know, to the six, sevens. As you said, this is going to get really interesting. There's going to be some teams that maybe we thought lesser of at the beginning of the season that could really play a pivotal role in the outcome of how the conference tournament all sets up. So, Mike, it should be a blast, man. What are you working on that we can check out in the next couple of days at CSURams.com?
You know, we're actually getting ready to see tennis play at home for the first time. Just working on some odds and ends, getting things ready. So, yeah, more basketball coverage, a couple features to come out in the next couple of weeks that we got working on. So, and then we're also going to start taking a look in the next week at the history of Title IX and how it's impacted Colorado State, because this year is the 50th anniversary of it.
I'll look forward to it, man. Mike, you do great work. Keep it up, and we'll follow up with you next week. We'll see if the Rams got a couple of victories under their belt next time we talk.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think these games are going to be tight.
Yeah, I think they're going to be tight. They're going to be big. Mike Brohard from CSURams.com, also RamWire Insider. And, I don't know. I was disappointed in the loss, no doubt. But you did walk away from that game with kind of a sense of mutual respect. Like, man, this is fun. If you can keep this going, Like seeing Jeff Linder on the sideline following him with his, during his UNC career, just seeing him and Nico Medved and these two teams going back and the stars were aligning last night, the stars were performing and the depth was there for both teams. It was fun. It was a blast. And it's like, oh, this is Mountain West basketball. This was a great basketball game. This is what you want. You want that conference to turn some heads. And that's what both teams did last night. 35 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, we're going to have Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. I haven't talked to him. I don't think we've talked to him since Nathaniel Hackett was hired. So we'll talk to Zach coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.